Welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jerry, and today I'm going to be talking about another very famous actress. Now, this actress's name is Shirley Temple. Now, Shirley Temple was a very famous child actress. She was in more than 40 films before she was 12 years old.
Holy pop, it's Sweet Trip.
No, but I'll get some. Oh, my word.
Red hair, and she sings and dances and is really happy. And she was just, she won an Academy Award for her movie, Bright Eyes.
I need them at his Lorraine
Count. 好啊,来看今天的新的俚语, 这个词叫 The Readings Off the Chart.
The Readings Off the Chart.
这个美国俚语叫 Off the Chart. Off the Chart actually is another way of saying it beats all previous records. 这句话的意思是 Off the Chart. 你破了谁的记录, 打败了谁的记录, 叫 off the chart. 我们来看, first one, 第一个例句, His grade is off the chart. 好, 他的分数, 七个无比, 破了记录, His grade is off the chart. Nobody's ever scored that high on the test. 没有人能够在这个考试里面取得这么高的分数, 所以我们说, He is off the chart. 再来看第二个句子, 我们的导演决定拍一部电影是跟游泳有关系的，于是我们杀往北京队去挑选手，挑来挑去，还是我，我以前是搞游泳的，我给他们直接，嘿嘿嘿，教练，导演，你来看， She's the fast swimmer on the team， 她是这个队伍里面游得最快的， Her time is off the chart， 这句话的意思是， 她曾经破过记录， 她老破记录， 她游得最快的， 我们要不然用她， 拍电影， 不需要 off the chart， 我们需要游起来最漂亮的。把这个词组记住了，破纪录叫 off the chart.
And neither of it is Lorraine Count. The readings off the chart. Over
20,000.
No, Jed, I have.
What does that mean?
Hey, 大家好, 欢迎来到经典对白。 哎, 可不是谁想当武士 就能够当成的。 那么我们的阿纳金 为了能够去与武士同行, 哎, 他可是费了一番周折。 他前去参加了那个惊心动魄的飞翔大赛, 并且取得了胜利。 况且阿纳金的母亲 非常支持他, 答应了孩子的要求, 同意他跟武士前去。 好，一起来看这个片段。 来各位看了他们这个片段，我们来学习第一个原点，是这个句子叫 That human being is out of his mind。 这个词组叫 out of one's mind。 This phrase means not thinking rationally。 我们翻译成中文就是这个人他发神经，他的脑子有毛病，他不正常，我们就可以叫 somebody out of one's mind， 还是好像挺实用，非常的实用。我们来看第一个例子，听好了，现在市面上有一句话叫借路不借钱，可你偏偏把钱借给了他，我会说 Hey， you must be out of your mind to lend him money， he'll never pay you back。这句话的意思是你一定是 out of your mind， 你一定是不正常了，怎么能把钱借给他，他不会还你了。好，这个短语叫 you must be， 都是推测对吗？ you must be out of your mind， out of your mind。 看第二个例子，嘿，今天我早上在路上碰到了我一个老友，我问他 Hey， where are you going？ 你小子去哪玩，你小子要去哪就 where are you going， 他说我要去 jogging， what's jogging？ jogging 是去慢跑， jogging， what jogging？ You must be out of your mind to go jogging today， it's 37 degrees outside。 这句话的意思是我跟我的老弟说，嘿，你小子这个天气去跑步一定是昏了头，一定是发神经，因为外面是37度的高温。好，我们再来看下面一个原点。哎，这个句子叫 The crowd is going nuts。The crowd is going nuts. 我们教给你的这个短语叫 going nuts. If you say someone is going nuts, it means they are very excited. Well, it can be either happy or sad. 好，来看这个短语叫 going nuts. N-U-T-S 就是它。哎，这个词我们以前讲过，还记不记得叫为什么而疯狂，你太热衷于干什么，那个短语叫 be crazy about。 same 我也可以说 be nuts about， 是你很喜欢什么。那么今天教给你的也是这个词，老朋友叫 NUTS， 不过用法是变了，它的用法叫 going nuts， 意思也不一样了。我们刚才讲到了它的意思叫 very excited， 激动的过分，激动的受不了，那么可能是两个分支，要么是太高兴，要么是太悲伤，总之是激动的过了头，我们就可以叫somebody is going nuts。 好，来看个例句好吗？第一个，你记不记得2002的世界杯，那么巴西的球迷最后我们就可以用这个词组来形容巴西的球迷。来看这个句子叫 Hey the audience， do you know audience？ 球迷 Yes the audience is going nuts。Yes, their team just won the game. 这句话的意思是他们的球队拿下了比赛，球迷都疯了，球迷都兴奋得不得了，我们叫 The audience is going nuts. 好，我们再来看第二个例子， going nuts. 今天我接到了一个电话，是 Linda 打来的， Linda 是我们家以前的保姆。我说 Hey， 为什么打电话找我？大哥不行了，我丈夫他打我。我说 Hey why， 怎么能够打人，简直没有王法。我问他为什么，他告诉我缘由。你听好这个句子， My husband is going nuts， 他说我的丈夫简直是太过于激动。 Because I spent $500 on a pair of shoes today. Well I told herYou are out of your mind， 记不记得这个词组叫 out of your mind。 好了，那么这个句子的意思是我们家这个朋友打电话说因为我丈夫他今天疯了， is 什么 going nuts。 我买了一双鞋只花了500美元， gosh。 于是我对他讲你是昏了头， 你是发神经，我们复习那个词组叫 You are out of your mind。Review， 今天学了什么东西？好，来看第一个俚语里面，我学了一个词组叫破记录，那个词组叫表格，离开它叫 off the chart。Yes， off the chart。好了，接下去在今年对白里面，我们学的第一个短语叫你的脑袋 out of your mind， 的意思是你疯了，一定是发神经，你一定是不正常的。You must be out of your mind。好了，最后一个刚刚讲过的叫他 going nuts， 这个短语的意思是 going nuts， 你可不要跟那个 out of one's mind 混了，这个词组的意思是 they are very excited， 可能是他们高兴，因为他们拿了冠军，我可以说 hey they are going nuts， 也可能是因为他们难过，因为他们 say 见不到 Durant， 我也可以说 hey they are going nuts。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Vicky. Today we'll be looking at the song, Mother's Intuition.
It's a mother's intuition to make a little space. It's her quiet mission to tidy up her place.
Let's look at the words. It's a mother's intuition to make a little space. Intuition means something that you know without someone telling you.It's something that you don't have to learn, but you just know. It's her quiet mission to tidy up her place. Mission is something you do that has a goal. It's a job that you have that has a specific purpose. That's a mission. To tidy up means to clean up, to make things clean and make sure everything is clean. Tidy up. A mother's intuition...It's like a kangaroo. The reason they're talking about a kangaroo is because Kanga is the name of a mother kangaroo in this movie, Piglet's Big Movie, and this is her song. So a mother's intuition is like a kangaroo. She hops around, she mops the ground. Mopping the ground is washing the floor. She fusses over you.The fuss means to be very busy taking care of someone. To fuss means to be just always making sure they're okay. She fusses over you. And this is Kanga's song, A Mother's Intuition. Now you know what the words mean. Let's listen to the song and join us next time on Action English.
It's a mother's intuition to make a little space. It's her quiet mission to tidy up her place.A mother's intuition is like a kangaroo. She hops around, she mops the ground, she fusses over you. A mother with her intuition will know just what to do.A mother